Hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I didn't want to catch you at dinner. Were you there?
No, not
or,
home.
Or not. Are you home?
Yeah.
Yeah, but... But if you're going into dinner, why don't you call me after dinner?
That's okay.
No. Because I...
In between, so... I'd
be okay, fine. Just talking to Manola. I was talking to Ehrlichman today, and I wanted you and him and perhaps discuss this, and then we'll talk about it tomorrow, in case I don't go on the press thing tomorrow, which, of course, remains depend on the POW thing and so forth. But he had apparently a long session with Scott, and Scott was bitching about everything, as usual, about affronts from the White House staff and all that sort of thing, or, I mean, things that calls were not returned, and yak. I don't know.
You, Scott?
Yeah. And I don't know who's in charge of that, but I know he's a congenital bitcher, but you know what I mean, that I told John, I said, is he complaining about the fact that he's not getting down? And John said, well, I guess so. Well,
good Lord.
And I said, well, I don't know how I could have him more often, you know what I mean? We've been to everything and all that sort of thing. But then he went on to Long Song and Dance, and what Ehrlichman says that Scott comes down and that we've got to have some bitch sessions with the senators, you know, where they can come in and complain and this and that. And the other thing he says, the reason is they're scared. Yeah. They're scared about their being there. They're all scared about their elections, or and they want to come in and complain to the president. Well, the point is, the reason I raise this is that when I look at this rather, and it is rather heavy social schedule, you know, two church services and two evenings, and every one of these bastards, you know. Normally, I remember in the Eisenhower years, he would do it once every 2 years, and just a congressional reception, shake their damned hands.
Yep.
And that was about it. And then he now and then would deign to see somebody. But I mean, we can't go to that extreme, but I thought this business of having these social things was came from Timmons and the rest. I mean,
it did, and from the guys and from the senators and congressmen.
Well,
would raise the points and
I see
all the meetings
but now,
having with them.
But now having these raises the point as to whether they were worth it and whether now we must now go on. Well, we can't rejuggle these. I mean, we've got to have them. But the point is that Scott says we just got to get them all down so that they can present their views to the president, and they don't think they get through with the White House staff and so forth. Now, I think this gets to a very fundamental point here. It probably gets really to the Timmons problem. I just don't know. I mean, you know, who tends to go in sort of a, you know, a diffident way, and rather than Ms. McGregor did.
Yeah. I think,
or does it?
I think that may be, and
I think we got to face up to that. I think you and John better have a talk about it.
Okay.
But the main point is you got to talk, and then you got to decide what the hell you're going to do with my time. If I'm going to do this, then Bob, we just can't do all the social things, and you know, take an hour of bat hit and 18 other things,
and so forth. It's absurd.
Well, understand. No, it isn't absurd if that's the best use of time.
Yeah, but there's no way that you can make a case that it is.
You don't think so?
No, and I think you fall... Well, I'll talk to John and get his view, but you fall into the Rumsfeld sponge theory.
John's feeling is that maybe we better do that because of all the vetoes that are coming up, and so I better talk to them so they can feel they've been in and express their views to the White House. What do you think of that?
Well, and I think the more you do, the more you'll have to.
Yeah.
Because anyone you talk to is only going to, you know, you get a...
Well, but the point is, when you stop to think of it, if you just do the Republicans, first of all, you don't... Well, on a veto, I guess you're getting them, but you know, they... But even take what we have done, you know, John said he talked to Stevens, and Stevens was bitching because he didn't be invited to the Vietnam Loyalist thing. Well, Christ, he hadn't voted for us. And John did stand up on it. But even that, you see, they... You have a situation here where I think that because we're doing more, that we're going to be asked to do more and more. And
that's right.
And, you know, it's the Rumsfeld theory is beginning to develop.
Exactly.
I just don't want to have I mean, Timmons and Carl Ogus, and Carl Ogus was urging that we do these things too. And I just don't know it. Now, if I do it with the senators, now there's a hell of a long list of congressmen waiting.
That's right. And most of them are better people.
But they are more. You remember, the reason we did this, Bob, is you remember that Ehrlichman had been down and talked to the CNM
and so forth.
You had.
That's right. Yep.
And what, didn't you all agree that it should be this social crap?
Yeah.
Or did you? I don't know.
Yes, and John was in there when we were talking about it, and he made the same point that that's what they're really after. And that's sure what they say. But I think you do have very much the Rumsfeld theory. You give them all that, and they're going to want more. When you give them more, they're going to want more than that.
Well, the only question is, you know, we naturally want to do everything, and it's like with the governors, I could go in and open their meeting tomorrow and take 15 minutes, half hour, 30 minutes, or 45 minutes of questions. So,
yep.
So that's great. That's great, right? How much can you do for the governors? How much can you do for the mayors? And
you're
so
giving
forth?
Them a dinner, spending the whole
that's right.
evening
that's right.
hanging around with them. What? Just,
yeah.
Well.
And I think, though, that on the congressional thing, I think that part of this, Bob, is coming because of the inadequacy of the Timmons operation. I think Timmons is being hollow without even, as I said, having the hollow
yeah.
mystique.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him for it, because we knew he had it. But I think what is happening here is that Timmons is saying, well, gee whiz, I just think, you know, gee, it's too bad. Maybe the president ought to see you. Well,
yeah.
I don't know. You see what I mean?
Yep.
You know how he talks.
Yep.
Or do you agree?
I think that's very possible. I have never
yeah.
seen him talk that way, but it's certainly...
Yeah. Well, he talks that way when he meets you, meets any of
yeah.
us on anything else, you know.
Yeah.
He's basically, you know, not a positive type of personality. He's a negative personality.
Yeah.
And that's a hell of a problem right now with these people.
Yep.
Well, you talk to John in the morning, and if we do not have a press thing, we'll get together on it, okay?
Okay. Yes, sir.